Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 410, The Work Less, More Success Guide to Time Management, part 2 by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. And I'm Dan. I am your host and narrator here, reading to you every single day of the week, including weekends and holidays, to help you improve your business life. And today I've got part 2 of this post from Laura Stack for you. We started it yesterday, and I would recommend you check out that episode if you haven't already. That's episode 409. But if you're all caught up, let's hear the rest of this article as we optimize your life. The Work Less, More Success Guide to Time Management, Part 2 by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. Step 4. Process new information. Reduce processing time. Streamline your information flow and you'll inevitably cut back on your time expenditures. Make setting up an efficient filing system one of your first tasks. Develop a simple, noun-based labeling scheme and apply it rigorously to your electronic and paper files. No document should ever take you more than a minute or so to find. You'll also need a reliable personal time management system, some variety of organizer, whether paper, electronic, or hybrid, where you can keep track of all your schedules and contacts. Just make sure it meets the HUG criteria. It must be handy, usable, and garbage-free. Involuntary data inflow, especially email and phone calls, will likely represent a bigger problem. You can cut back on their influence by limiting your exposure to just a few times per day and processing your inboxes down to zero each time you do check, triaging on the fly. Because most work arrives via email, you should follow some foundational principles to reduce processing time. The superglue rule, the decisiveness rule, the start-to-finish rule, the 3-minute rule, the empty inbox rule, and the discipline rule. When you use these rules in conjunction with my original 6D information processing system, you can reduce the time you spend handling your inflowing information to a much more manageable level. Step 5. Close the loop. Reduce inefficiencies. Next, reduce your inefficiencies by determining what does and doesn't work for you. Constantly refine your workflow processes, reworking or replacing components if they break down or just don't seem as efficient as they might be. Other people may present your most difficult barriers to closing the loop. Since you can't control the actions of your coworkers, try to make your interactions with them easier. Start with precision communication that cuts down on unproductive noise, like hedging and passive language. Get right to the point and ask for acknowledgement on everything. If you don't completely understand what someone asks of you, keep asking questions until you do. Don't give up if they get impatient. It's better than doing the wrong thing or over-delivering, both a waste of time and energy. Micromanagers represent a special case. No amount of productivity training and time management finesse can save you from a micromanager's ego trip if you don't take the bully by the horns ASAP. If they hinder your workflow, confront them about it. They may back off. Otherwise, find ways to work around them or find a job elsewhere. Whether a blockage is human, process-oriented, or mechanical, never hesitate to step in and try to fix it. If you can't find a way to do so, then go around it and move on to things you can fix. Teamwork is crucial here. Do your best to ease the way for everyone involved. In addition to helping the team develop work plans, set and achieve milestones, and reach deadlines, ensure stability by establishing contingency plans to handle crises and other emergencies, such as unexpected absences. Step 6. Manage your capacity. Reduce energy expenditures. The best-laid workflow plan will fall apart if you don't have the energy to sustain it. Therefore, Step 6 focuses on keeping yourself physically and mentally fit through a combination of good sleep, diet, exercise, and preservation of personal happiness. Taken together, these form the hub that links and strengthens the other PWF steps. Begin by recognizing the limits of your personal battery. You can only go so far before you run out of energy, so know when to slow down and recharge. Don't skip your scheduled breaks, stretch breaks, meals, personal time, weekends, and vacations, or fatigue may eventually overwhelm you. You can't stay productive if you don't get good, restorative sleep every night. Like it or not, your muscles require rest, your body chemistry needs time to reset, and your subconscious mind has to process new information. Do your best to encourage sleep on a regular schedule by establishing a peaceful environment and avoid using your bedroom as an office. Excess weight will also drag you down, so keep an eye on your diet, focusing on portion control and energy-boosting foods. Pair that with regular exercise. This can include anything from subversive activities you can engage in while going about your normal workday, like taking the stairs rather than the elevator, to working out at the gym twice a week. Don't forget your mental health. If you can't maintain a high level of enthusiasm for your work, you can't stay at your productive best. Seek out happiness by making empowered choices, surrounding yourself with fun things, spending time with your family, doing nice things for people, cherishing yourself, and finding ways to laugh at adversity. All this will help you maintain a fresh, can-do attitude. Staying on top of your life. There's no doubt your career is important. You spend more than half of your waking life either working or preparing to, but you can't let it override everything else. For the sake of your mental and physical health, not to mention your friends and family, you've got to curb your workaholic tendencies. Yes, working 70-hour weeks can make you fantastically productive in the short term, but over time, you'll wear down to a ghost of your former self. Eventually, something will break and suddenly your productivity will drop to nil. Like an overpowered light bulb, you'll produce a lot of heat and light for a while, but suddenly you'll burn out much sooner than you should. Even if that doesn't happen, don't fool yourself. No matter how hard you work today, you can't guarantee corporate leadership will remember your sacrifice tomorrow. You might end up with a pink slip anyway. Rather than grow old and break down before your time, implement my productivity workflow formula in your career. These 6 steps are logical, straightforward, and can help you reduce your workload to a reasonable level, resulting in a work-life balance you can live with over the long haul. Sure, hard work may be good for the soul, but moderation will keep you healthy. You just listened to the post titled, The Work Less, More Success Guide to Time Management, Part 2 by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks again to Laura, and you can come visit her site at theproductivitypro.com, and I have that linked in this episode's description, also at oldpodcast.com. Now, if you didn't know already, we do have a bunch of shows that cover all different topics. Optimal Living Daily, which was the first show in our network, regularly features the Productivity Pro because that show covers productivity, but also minimalism, personal development, happiness, and much more. We've also got Optimal Finance Daily, which reads articles from personal finance authors talking about things like saving more, earning more, and investing. Also, there's Optimal Health Daily and more. So to find all of our shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this show, and be sure to follow or subscribe. But that's it for today. I thank you for listening each and every day. That is, of course, how we can keep this show going for you. So have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here again tomorrow for the Monday show. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.